As we read earlier in the Bible, Jesus blesses and welcomes children. And the book of Matthew says this, a bit similar to what we read a moment ago from the book of Mark. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child who he placed among them, and he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes a humble place, becoming like a child, is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name, welcomes me." As we're all together this morning, you know that I like my quizzes. Oh, I believe there was a sigh then. Oh, here she goes again with her quizzes. Well, we have one to link in with this morning about famous babies. You see? And what will happen is either you will see a question mark and I will ask you some questions and you have to guess the famous baby, or you will see a picture of a baby or a child and you have to guess who that person is. They're all famous people and they're all like real people, not cartoons or anything. So, the first person, who is it? They were born on the 28th of January 1986 in Sheffield. This person's father, it's a she, is a painter and decorator, born in Jamaica. Her mother is a social worker, born in Derbyshire. Oh, we have two hands up. Yes. Is it Jessica Ennis? Oh, yes, it is. Yes, round of applause. Thank you. I think we'll... Excellent. Gold medalist, yes. She was introduced to athletics at the age of 10. She's multi-talented, obviously, and won her first gold in 2010 at the European Championships. And now she is, of course, our Olympic gold medalist. I believe I might have seen her yesterday, just the top of her head. Oh, into the Olympics. Had to slip that in. And you know, I'm sure it was Jessica Ennis. It had to be, didn't it? Anyway, next we have a picture. Who is this baby? Ooh. Yes. Prince William. Is it Prince William? Oh, well done. Round of applause. Not so heavy on the applause, but it'd be good to get a good rousing round of applause. Okay, next person. Oh, it's a question. This person was born on the 19th of June, 1964. The oldest of four children, his father was a Conservative MEP, and his mother was a painter. He was born in New York City, and as a child, he suffered a severe deafness and had to undergo several operations. No. His father was a Conservative MEP. His mother was a painter. He's the Mayor of London. Oh, Boris. No, my clues weren't good there. Okay, let's try a picture then. Who is the baby? The baby in the picture. Yes. Is it the Queen? Is it the Queen? Oh, yes. Her Royal Highness. We had to have the Queen because it's, you know, the Diamond Jubilee and all that. Okay, next. Oh, it's a question. This person was born on the 2nd of May, 1975. They were born at Whipps Cross Hospital. Father was a kitchen fitter. His mother, a hairdresser. He played football in Chingford as a child. He recently was left out of the GB football team, a disgrace, in the Olympics. Yes, Hillary. David Beckham, is it? Of course. We have to have David in the service. For those of you who are a bit confused, I quite like David Beckham. That's why. Okay, next, what do we have? Ooh, a picture. Who might this young girl be? No guesses. Shall I give you a clue then? Film star. No, but good guess. Good guess. No, no. Okay, let's... I'll say something, but it'll give it away. Titanic. Kate Winslet. There she is, you see. Great British export. Okay, next one. Oh, it's a question. Get your thinking caps on. This person was born in Macedonia on August the 26th, 1910. They're not alive anymore. They were originally named Agnes and received their first communion when they were 5 years old. Mother Teresa, is it? Is it? Oh, yes, it is. Well done. Very good. We need you on our quiz team. Okay, now, next one. Oh, we have a picture. Who might this be? Very famous baby. If you're in America, you'd almost think she was the queen, I think, or... Oprah, is it? There she is. Oprah Winfrey. Yes, well done. And next, finally, it's a question. Thinking caps on. This person was born on the 23rd of March 1983 in Somalia. His father grew up in Hounslow, and oh yes, is it Mo Farah? Oh, Mobot. Excellent. Wonderful. Give yourselves a round of applause. I think you did very well. Another gold medal winning superstar, apparently. But you see, all the people in that quiz have a link. Well, they're all famous. But they all started off, as we all do, as little children. And they grew up to live very different lives, either in entertainment or sport or faith and action or royalty. They all grew up to do different things. And they could never have become great if they had stayed as children. Because when they grew up, they exercised their talents and they started to do all these things. And yet in the Bible, in the passage that I just read, in answer to the question of the disciples, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus replies, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Which I guess is a little bit odd and actually quite strange to understand. Because imagine if we all became like little children again. It might mean, for instance, that we all started drinking out of plastic bottles. Little children do that. Or maybe we'd all be cuddling our cuddly toys, West Ham. Our cuddly toys, well, some of us, maybe we still do that. But, you know, children do that. That's what we do. This is our friend. Or we'd all be eating off our Thomas the Tank Engine plates. That's what children do. Do you do that? Yes, well, you know. Or maybe we'd be reading our rhyming books by Julia Donaldson all the time because she's a great hit, isn't she, with the children. Or we'd possibly be watching our Fireman Sam DVD because Sam is the hero next door, don't you know, again and again and again. Or if we were poorly, we'd have our cowpole because that's what little children have. Or maybe we'd be wearing our nappies. This one is a GB nappy. I quite like that. Or perhaps if we all became like little children, we'd wear our plasters with pictures on because we can't have a normal plaster. we got on with pictures and it's very exciting. Or maybe when we read the Bible as little children, we'd be reading our Bible that's got pictures and a few words. If we all became like little children, our lives would have to change dramatically, and some of it wouldn't be overly nice or helpful. So it's an odd thing to think about. And you know, also, it would be really odd because there'd be an awful lot of fighting for attention all the time. Me, me, me. I want attention. And there'd be quite a few tantrums, I imagine, every now and again if we were all children. And maybe we'd all think that life was about us and we should have things now. Because as we get older, it's only then that we really learn self-sacrifice and praising others and knowing that we're part of life. It would be a mass of arguing and laughing and spats, and we'd all be telling bad jokes all the time. Or maybe we'd be acting out plays in front of each other with a sheet strung up over the door. Or we'd be having water fights all the time, or playing games. We'd never get anything done. It would be really odd. It just wouldn't work. And it certainly wouldn't promote greatness, because people who are great in our society, well, they're not children necessarily. But then maybe that's the point. Maybe that's the point of what Jesus is saying here. Because today, if we think about greatness in our world, we think about talent and popularity and money and wisdom and connections and strength. And often age goes with greatness. Or if you like, greatness for us in the world is often all about things that are unobtainable to children. Children can't have them. And in many ways, they're things that are uncharacteristic of children. Because when you think about little children and the characteristics they show and the things they love, life is more about love and acceptance and care and trusting people. It's more about honesty and vulnerability and fun when you're a child, and a deep desire to learn new things and to grasp new ideas. Things which, when we strive for greatness, we often find we leave behind. And yet here Jesus says, to be great in the kingdom of God, we are to become like little children. Not to become little children with our plastic bowls and our drinking bottles and things like that, nor to become childish with our tantrums and our self-centered lives, but to become like little children, holding the characteristics of little children. Loving and accepting love, trusting and wanting to be trusted, caring and being cared for by each other, desiring to come before God in all honesty and vulnerability, saying, well, this is me, this is who I am. These are the characteristics of children. And to become great in God's kingdom, these are the characteristics we are called to show as his people.